Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, you go through a season, it's never a straight line in terms of the path to success, and you've got to go through the ebbs and flows of the season and manage them. And sometimes it's, hey, a gentle reminder here of, okay, yeah, this is the way that I've got to go about. And as you said, doing my 111th, and I know Josh is competitive as there is, and we have full confidence in him, and, you know, I'm confident he'll get back to doing that, and that's important for us.
There's Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott talking a little bit there on the offense. They have been sputtering, if that is the nice way to put it, over the last 2 weeks. They have not looked right at all, which is frustrating because, you know, the 3 weeks prior and really the week prior to Baltimore against Jacksonville, Josh, they looked unstoppable. Now, ultimately, looking at Jacksonville, you realize, they're just bad.
They are
horrendous.
They are just stuck in purgatory. Like, I kind of feel bad for them.
Did you watch any of the London game?
I saw some highlights, yeah. Caleb Williams looked pretty good.
He looked
good.
But
at the same time, the Jaguars are really bad, so I don't know anymore.
That's like, more my thing is, like, I think it's just the Jaguars are awful. And, yeah. And I saw yesterday, I don't know if this is 100% true, but I did see it on Twitter that Doug Peterson said that they need a culture change.
Cool.
And I was like, that's you, man. Like, I wouldn't have said that. That's you, dude.
Right. Also, it is insane. They dropped 4 footballs in or around the end zone that would have been touchdowns. Gabe Davis being one of them. I mean,
Gabe had 2, I believe, right? I mean, he ultimately, I think, had 2 touchdowns, but he had 2 drops, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Because I saw the one where he catches it.
Mm-hmm.
Pulls it like over and then literally gets punched in the face as the guy's punching out the football and loses the ball. I mean, that one you can't really do much on. I don't.
It's a tough scene.
I don't really know if you can blame him there, but
they are a rough watch.
Yeah,
I've only watched essentially fully 2 games. I didn't watch all of the London game because eventually I was like, okay, I got errands to run before the 1 o'clock window, and this game's a blowout.
Right,
but like they are terrible.
And I look at them,
and
too.
And the Bears are getting better.
Bears are 4-2.
But let's not act like they're an offensive powerhouse. Likewise with the Bills.
Bears are 4-2.
And actually, yeah, the whole NFC North is a lot of fun. But like it looked so easy for Chicago to move the ball against Jacksonville. And I think Jacksonville was favored in that game, too. And I'm just like, yeah, something's got to be done there.
Well, and it's funny, too, because you look at the Jaguars and the Browns. They're both 1-5. And are they not basically the same team?
Oh man, they're in such bad spots.
They both have issues with quarterbacks getting their wide receivers the ball. Their wide receivers, when they get the ball, can't do anything.
Have their own issues,
and their defense has just not been there. Because even the Browns, who have a really good defense, just haven't.
It's been able to keep them in some games,
right?
But you're also seeing that wear and tear of just like, we can't be the only thing here.
We can't have just Myles Garrett winning us games anymore. Yeah. We have a quarterback that they're paying a quarter of $1 billion.
Even yesterday, though, they were in that game with Philadelphia, partially because Philadelphia is poorly coached and are horrendous.
That's another conversation. Nick Sirianni.
Did you see him jawing at his own fans?
Yeah, and then he brought his kid out to the post-game press conference?
I did see, because I want to make a comment about it. Because I don't obviously watch any of Philadelphia's post-game press conferences. I want to know, does he do this for like every win or what have you?
Yeah, that's fair.
It sounds like he does.
Okay.
This may be controversial. I don't really care. I don't like any coach that does that. Outside of winning a championship,
right?
I don't like any
coach. Like when Steph Curry did that with his daughter when they won the NBA championship?
That's great. Because all those questions probably should be softball questions. If you just won a championship, it probably should be how'd you get here, that whole thing.
Yeah.
A regular season win
over a bad Browns team.
Nick, it kind of feels like you're purposely bringing your kids out there as a shield.
Yeah.
Because what reporter, because we're all human, is going to sit there and go, in front of this kid's dad, I am going to absolutely drill him and say, hey, so you were just screaming at fans, your own fans. What is that about?
Also,
you guys are, again, constantly like.
Also, like, how do you feel about your job security? How do you think you're going to lose your job?
I'm not saying it's an outright shield. It feels like it.
It looked like it. And it just on top of that with the fan thing too, like it just not a good
so
look.
Bad.
Not a good
so
look.
Bad. Let's go back to the phones here. We've got Mike on the line. Mike, how are we doing today?
I'm good, thank you. I have 2 points real quick. And that's my first point is first down. I guess the last game it was 20 of 25 times on first down they ran the ball. I mean, if I'm the defensive coordinator for the Jets, I'm licking my chops at this point. You know, this team is so predictable on first down. And then when they do run it on first down, it's usually right up the middle. They don't run any pitch plays or sweep plays. It's mostly right up the middle. And my second point is the screen game. We're horrible at the screen game, and this has been going on for quite a while now. I can't remember a good screen game.
My entire life, yeah.
Probably Thurman Thomas.
I was going to say, Mike, honestly, you might be imagining the last time they had a good screen game. That's how long it's been.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And okay, and then my other point is, I don't know what their average is compared to the league averages on screenplays, but I can't imagine it's any good. So I guess that's all I'd like to bring up.
Mike, thanks for the call. In terms of that first down pass percentage, they are 29th in the league at 47.19%. They're just in front of Arizona, Tennessee, Pittsburgh. That is one of the worst groups you could be around. Mm-hmm. Arizona kind of feels like a little bit of an outlier there. I wonder why they're running the ball so much. Marvin Harrison did leave yesterday's game with a concussion. I believe that's what it was. But they should be throwing the ball more, especially with Murray. Yeah. Tennessee and Pittsburgh, though, the hell. Denver's throwing the ball more than you on first down. New Orleans is. Cleveland is.
I mean, we were talking in the break about a clip from Calvin Ridley's post-game press conference yesterday.
He's upset.
He used some expletives, but let's just say he wants the football more. Like it's
he's upset.
He's very upset. And so you look at Tennessee, who, I mean, they have more and more memes pop up every week from what Will Levis does.
He's iconic.
And
so good.
I hate being in that conversation with the likes of those teams. Like, that's not where you want to be. And I feel like I'm trying to remember the first 3 weeks because I feel like they weren't passing it on first down that much in the first 3 weeks along with the last two. But it goes back to the conversation of, like, how can you not change the scheme up because of what you've seen the past 2 weeks? It's got to be changed a little bit because the first 3 weeks, sure, look great. But once it starts to go south, you have to kind of switch it up a little bit. And that means passing the ball more on first down. That means targeting different players, putting them in different positions and scheming them open in different ways. But they just haven't done that. And I don't know if it's going to take two losses to get that done.
In terms of passing on first down, too, by the way, last year, to finish out the year, they were 29th.
Really?
Only ahead of Denver, Baltimore, and Carolina. Again, this is passing on first down.
Right.
But yeah, they have become a team that does not do that nearly, I think, as much as they should.
Who are the top teams? Can you see that or no?
For do you want this year or last year?
Yeah, this year.
For this year, Houston leads the way at 70%. Vegas, Seattle, the Jets, which is wild, and then that's... Cincinnati are the top five.
Okay. I was just curious how much it correlated to. Like, I mean, sure, some of those teams are good. But
see,
like,
I'm going back to like 2022.
Yeah.
Buffalo's at 14.
Okay.
Tampa's in front at 70. Kansas City's at 66. Then back in 21, they were 17th. Mm-hmm. Kansas City third, Rams second, Tampa Bay first again. And then in 20, when the Bills kind of exploded onto the scene, 12th.
I was going to say, what was it when Brian Daboll was here? Because I'm kind of curious how much it's changed.
2020 and 2021, they were 12th and 20. And then in 21, what was it again? It was 17th.
Hmm. So it's never really been a big part of the offense.
They've never led the league in terms of worth throwing it on first down.
But you're also seeing, even though it's never been a big part of their game, it's kind of proving to be. Mm-hmm. Because...
I don't want them down there. I mean, if they're going to be in the middle of the pack, that's fine. Kansas City right now is 13th at 54%.
Right, but almost 55. You've seen them have success when they're at the middle of the pack. So it's kind of, it makes sense to think, oh, if they just get back up to those numbers,
it is interesting,
maybe they'll be better.
Looking at all these teams, like Houston, you'd probably say, okay, good for them. Like, they're up there. Vegas, they're not a good team by any means. Seattle.
Yeah, but some of these teams don't have a running back. Like, Vegas doesn't really have a running back.
They don't have a running back. I'd also say a lot of these teams are down. You know, right. Vegas, I'd say, is down a lot. Seattle, for as fun as they are, they're not winning all the time. The Jets, they're down a lot. I mean, Rodgers in London had to, what, throw 55 passes?
Yeah.
Cincinnati, they're down a lot. Dallas, they're down a lot. Jacksonville, down a lot.
Yeah, I didn't think about it that way, I guess.
Atlanta, they're throwing a lot.
Because this isn't just, you know, like, this is the whole game throwing on first down. So if you're down in the fourth quarter, you're not going to be running the ball.
You're going to
be throwing a lot. So that does make sense. But
Washington's at 18th. Minnesota's at 19th.
I think that
Detroit's 23rd.
I think
Green Bay's
also
24th.
Like, that's why I think in this stat specifically, you can look at like that middle tier, right? From like 12,
which is where the Bills were.
From like 12 to like maybe like 22, 23.
Mm-hmm.
Those teams are the teams I think you should look at, because those are the ones that they're probably not down that much, and they're also probably passing on first down a good amount that allows them to be successful in their offense. Because if you look at the bottom tier, those are the teams that either have great running backs or they're just not competitive.
Yeah.
And if you look at the top tier, like you said, it's probably the teams that are down the most.
Yep.
So that actually, it's interesting how you can look at
that.
So
it's more you want that middle area.
Right. Middle in this case is good.
With them ultimately also, though, and I think this is a big point of it, though, they're still throwing the ball more than running the ball on first down.
Right.
803-0550, the number to call. We got Sal Capaccio coming up at 11 o'clock. Get more of an idea of what we should expect. Bills, Jets later on this evening. And then Patrick Hammer at 11:30. Get a little bit of a weather idea for tonight's game. Again, 803-0550 is the number to call. How are we feeling about tonight's game? Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt here until 12 o'clock. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.